Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, live in the Green Space today. By the way, we have one more Green Space show before the election, and it's next Friday, November 4th. Bill Moyers will be our guest for the full 2 hours, and we're also going to build around him with some other people that we're figuring out. But if you want tickets for Bill Moyers as my guest for the full 2 hours in the Green Space a week from right now, you can go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. And okay, I have to say it, the artist is present. That was the now famous name of the 2010 Museum of Modern Art retrospective of performance artist Marina Abramović's work. That was the show that featured, for those of you who don't know, Marina being physically present to sit in silence across from any museum goer who wanted to engage in that way. And thousands did, as Marina's marathon of being present lasted 8 hours a day on many days. Many visitors were moved by the experience, some even cried. And that's probably her best known work, but is far from the most extreme project that she's undertaken. We'll hear about some of those. And Marina Abramović is here in the Green Space to talk about her life and art and the at least double meaning of the artist being present, I think, because of her interest in Buddhism. The occasion is the publication of Marina Abramović's memoir called Walk Through Walls. Welcome back to WNYC and welcome to the Green Space.
Before we start, yes. The book is upside down. So the whole program...
What's on its side,
you have to put this way. Perfect. Yeah. No, just leave it there.
That'll be like a...
But, you know, upside down is those, not good luck.
For those of you not able to see on the radio, I'm holding it up like Vanna White. Here's the book. Show the people what they've won. Would you say The Artist is Present was a turning point in your work and maybe for contemporary performance art overall?
You know, I come from Europe. And in Europe, we have... I done mostly all the major museums doing very extreme and very kind of controversial work, but never had this kind of focus and media, especially attention, like in artists' presence. This was a change. You know, Americans are strange human beings. You know what's happening in Brooklyn, but you don't know what's happening, let's say, in Paris. Not always. And... you have to be always in front of you, that you know that the artists exist. They're great artists in Europe, but we don't know about them. So when I came here in America, especially in Museum of Modern Art, with such a huge frequency of visitors, this really changed everything because people actually start understanding how transformative form of performance art can be. Because performance was always... You think about performance like a stand-up comedy, like you think about performance standing with a glass of wine in exhibition and nobody even, you know, notice how it looks like. But performance is serious business, so I really try to show that.
I know you're into mindfulness meditation, so was there a double meaning to the artist is present physically in the room and also attempting to be in the present in a Zen kind of way?
Why works artists is present right now in America more than any other place? Because it's such a troubled country. And artists is present is really very simple, incredibly kind of simple concept. I'm sitting opposite of you. I'm looking you straight in your eyes. You're a total stranger. I never saw you before. We never have any words spoken. And everything happened. People are living in the past or they're living in the future, but present always escapes us. And the present is the only reality we actually can think of, because any second something can happen and you're not here and all of us, adrenoid, you know, fall from the planet to the planet and everything explode. So it's about being here and now. And that's one of the most difficult things to do.
And we're going to do a mindfulness exercise that you prepared for us in a few minutes. But let's talk a little bit more about your life and work first. The MoMA show was seen as an endurance exercise that sounds even torturous to do it for that long. But you've made art in ways that are much bloodier and much riskier. And I see that in one performance, you and your former partner in life and art, Ule, suspend a bow and arrow between you, with the arrow pointed toward your chest. Marina William Tell Abramovich, why put yourself at the tip of the spear in that way?
You know, this, first of all, Ulay was my partner and was a big love of my life. And we are both Sagittarius and we are both born in the same day, which is kind of, you know, incredible. And we made this performance on our birthday. And the idea was that he held the bow against my heart. And we have just two small little microphones, you know, that you can hear the sound of the heart beating, how adrenaline is rushing up. And this was the shortest performance we ever made because everything is much longer. But this was 4 minutes and 26 seconds. It was like a lifetime. And you know, it's total trust. How much you can trust somebody that can kill you if you lose the balance.
Why didn't you do the second 2 minutes and 13 seconds with you holding the bow at him?
You know, he'd been asked the same question, and he had this absolutely amazing answer. He said, you know, her heart is my heart, too. I'm not so sure anymore.
And your friends, I see, halted another work and took you to the emergency room. Can you share the circumstances of that?
Okay, shit happens, you know, it's not all... But, you know, I really try when I, first of all, we have to talk a little bit about what performance is. Performance is mental and physical construction that you put in the front of audience in exact time and space. And then anything would happen become performance. And you create energy dialogue with the public. So if earthquake comes or electricity fall down or something happen, is a part of it. I didn't plan that I had this 5-point star built from the wooden the debris and the sock in 100 liters of petrol. And I wanted to exorcise the star because it's a communist symbol which I come from, which I found in my books of school, and I found it on my birthday certificate and so on. So I made this a kind of ritual that I cut all my hair. It's never done again, but that was the time. I cut all my hair, I was burning the star, I cut my nails, I cut two nails, and then finally I lie in the star. And when I lie in the star, I wanted to lie there till all everything fall, you know, all the star burn, and just see the shadow of my body. But oxygen, I didn't know that actually when you lie in burning star, that oxygen is gone, and I lost consciousness. So when the little pieces of firewood fall on my legs and I didn't react, there was a doctor happily in the audience who understand that actually I don't have consciousness and took me out.
And one more, and this is not to be sensational because I want you to get to a large point of what you're trying to do with art, with all of this type of work. We have an image that people in the green space will be able to see from your 1997 work, Balkan Baroque. Very disturbing image, and I wonder for listeners on the radio, can you describe this piece that won the Golden Lion at the Venice Biennial that year?
This piece was especially important for me because there was time was the Balkan War in ex-Yugoslavia, and you know, I've been asked so many times to react on this, and I was ashamed of this war, and it was too close to me, and took me a long time till I was really invited for Venice Biennale to create this piece. And what I did, I have 2,500 of bones, cow bones, really big legs, with the meat on, and I tried to clean them. And I tried to clean them for days, you know, I don't know, 5 days, 6 hours a day. And you know, one thing you can never clean is blood. You can never actually clean shame of the wall. And this was almost Sisyphus, a metaphorical process. You know, every day I will come there in unconditional space where the warmth would come out of the bones and they would go all over me. Smell was devastating. It came into my skin and pores. And that piece was, you know, I wanted to create the image who is not just about the war in ex-Yugoslavia, but after war is finished, as now is not there anymore war. It's always war somewhere else. Now we're in Syria, we are somewhere in the world. So that image, I want to try the key how I can create one image who can be used anytime, anywhere, where there is a problem.
So really, a lot of your work is about finding interesting representations, or representation is the wrong word, interesting things for you to do for other people to see or engage with that express your most important feelings about the world, your horror about the war and what you just described, your feeling of love for your partner with the bow and arrow, engaging with strangers and the artist is present?
You know, my work is, it's, you know, I start The center of my work is the body, because we don't know much about our body. We know much about technology, but not our bodies at all. You know, it's much easier to learn to telepathy. It takes you 4 years, but you're using the telephone, which is more expensive. But because we don't feel any more intuition, we don't understand, you know, what's going on in our us. So I really like to create, I want to kind of stage things that in dangerous things and things that are disturbing, and to push mental and physical limits of the body to the point on the stage that the public can see, if I can do, you can do for yourself. You can actually go out of ordinary life, and you can, you know, break your habits, and you can, you know, change your consciousness. This is my really idea of my work, is if we're doing always the same things over and over again, you never change. You're just doing the same mistakes over and over again. But if you do things you don't know, the things you're afraid, that's the big possibility of change. My work is about to show you that kind of changes.
And we are going to take a break and continue with Marina Abramović, who is going to lead an experiment in doing some of the engagement that she just described. We'll see if some of you here in the green space can get past whatever fear the exercise that she'll describe might engender.
Everybody ready?
And you can see her book is now standing upright on my music stand.
Don't leave, don't be afraid.
Called Walk Through Walls. We'll continue in a minute.
This election season, we've been hearing from you.
I have children and grandchildren, and this country has never really been fair to its black population as far as work is concerned.
There's not enough of a progressive, innovative, like millennial approach to peace.
Keep the conversation going. Election 2016 on 93.9 FM WNYC. WNYC receives support from Lincoln Center's Great Performers, presenting the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Andrea Noseda. Performances tonight and October 30th at David Geffen Hall. Tickets and more information at lcgreatperformers.org. Zoom. Zoom offers cloud video conferencing, online meetings, group messaging, and a video conference room solution in one platform featuring digital video and audio with screen sharing, account registration, and more at zoom.us. A24, presenting Moonlight, a film chronicling three chapters in the life of a young black man discovering his identity and experiencing first love as he moves from childhood into manhood, now playing in theaters.
You're listening to 93.9 FM, WNYC, NPR News, and the New York Conversation.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, live from the green space today, and with the artist Marina Abramović, whose new memoir is called Walk Through Walls. To set up this experiment that you're going to do with the audience, one of your major projects now that we should mention is developing an art center in Hudson, New York, up the thruway toward Albany, and sharing the Marina Abramović method of developing mindfulness, which shares a lot with Buddhist practice. I see you helped Lady Gaga quit smoking with your method. Can you give us a quick overview and then set up a beginner's lesson?
You know, it's 50 years of career, and the next month, on the 13th November, I'm going to be 70, which is serious age. So looking the back, I could really see, you know, I went through so many good and difficult things in my life. It was not been easy, but I learned certain things that helped me in pushing my mental and physical limits and to really understand myself and you know, people around me and the world around me. So that exercise became Abramović method. And they're very simple. I really create the ones for the public that they can come to that kind of you know, space, what I call here and now. The one exercise will be just counting the rice. Everybody at home have the rice. Sit down and count the rice. Looks easy. But if you take just handful of rice, you will find out that this will take something like like 3 to 5 to 6 hours to count. And if you commit yourself, this is like life. If you can't have, if you can't count the rice, you can't do the life too. Because if you make the commitment, do it to the end. And during the process of counting rice, what you see, in the beginning you're amused, okay, I'm counting the rice. After 20 minutes, 40 minutes, you're frustrated. Then you go, what am I doing? I'm crazy, I have to do something else. Then you really get angry. And when you pass all these states, you come to this feeling of calmness when the breathing is become really quiet. And then you really arrive to presence. It's lots of work to come to the presence. So to release this energy, it's very important. So my exercise today is very simple to you. I'm going to explain to you what we're going to do. And of course, we have a limit of time, and it's not long durational. But a part of that, if you go to anywhere to the nature, the one simple thing everybody can do, pick up one tree, hold the tree, and complain to the tree a minimum 15 minutes. Absolutely works. And more. Okay.
Did you say complain to the tree?
Complain, really complain. Open your heart. Do all thing, you know. So
about the, by the way, just for the FCC, we have to watch the language, so we had to.
Sorry. All right.
Dump that and come back. So go
complain
ahead.
Complain all you, everything. So what I want to say, where we are. So now, for today, what I was thinking. I was thinking what I was asking you. I'd explain you first, and we're going to do it. You have to close your eyes. You should not cross your legs because it's absolutely wrong for you because cut your circulation of the blood. Sit straight. Put your hands on your knees, which is very comfortable. When you're going to close the eyes, I'm going to just do the breathing three times, but really slowly. I'm going to guide you through this. And then just kind of imagine that you're in present and take all energy of your body, but every single molecule, come into this huge primordial scream. We have so much to scream about the situation in the world, about warming, about political situation, about everything was going on, about ourselves, our own life, about own, you know, securities, insecurities. So that scream release that negativity and create this quiet space in you. So now you're going to do two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Close your eyes. Put your sheet paper down. Not cross the legs. Fine. We close the eyes and just listen to my voice. Okay? Breathe in. Deep to the stomach, slow. Breathe out. Two. Breathe in, slow. To the stomach. Breathe out. Three. Breathe in. To the stomach, breathe out. Now, all together, we're going to scream like nobody ever screamed before. Start now. What's happened to you?
That was great. How'd that feel, everybody?
Much longer, much harder, and don't be self-conscious for the next time.
And I didn't do it only because I'm sitting in front of the microphone, so it would have been really mean to the listeners on the radio. So
how do you feel?
Relaxed, a little relieved.
You see, that's the point.
And so what are you going to do in Hudson? You're going to have people to your place, like, workshops, like you're an artist and also sort of, you know, running a little Omega up there or that kind of thing?
No, we're creating it's when we build the huts, we're still raising the money for this project. Basically, you have to sign the contract as a normal public to come in. When you come in, you have the contract to sign that you're going to stay 6 hours and give me the word of honor. If you leave before 6 hours is not my problem, is yours, because the word of honor is such an old thing that we forgot about. And in these 6 hours, you're going to be prepared to actually can see something with a long durational work of art. Because public you just come from the street, you come with all your, you know, your history, you need to kind of rebalance yourself that you see something else which is long durational. The all center is about long-duration performance art, but also about immaterial forms of art, which is theater, the dance, the music. Music for me is the highest form of art anyway. Then performance, then video, then the what else we have got? The film, all the long-duration works. So then it will be something very long-duration that you could have this space, time, and patience to see. And working with lots of young artists, working with technology, working with all the science, you know, inventions and stuff like that.
Sounds great. Now, we've just got 2 minutes left in the show, and now that we've been through all the serious stuff, I want to note that you also tell jokes in this memoir.
Lots of jokes. I love jokes. You know, I'm so serious in my work, but I'm completely hilarious in life.
Will you tell one?
Okay, let me tell you one from the beginning of the book so you're going to get the book. You have to read this book. It's really inspirational. For me, it was so important to make this book because it was like, you know, looking my life, but looking my life with a different perspective, without anger, really looking at all what happened in the right perspective when you get my age. So this is the, you know, the book, this is the joke from communist time. In Tito time where I was born, when you are best worker of the year, you get the watch. And that, you know, you go to pension, you get this really ugly Russian watch, which is really heavy, but, you know, it's with engrave your name and so on. But this guy was better than anybody else. He was like the best ever. So the government made this decision the first time ever, instead of watch, to give him a car. So he's overwhelmed with joy. People are really happy. Everybody applauded. And they say, we are ordering the car today. He's going to pension. And the car is going to arrive in 20 years. So the guy... You know, this is not America. So the guy say very seriously, I really want to know is going to be in the morning or in the evening. I say, but what the hell you care for? Yes, because of my appointment with the plumber.
Nothing like a Soviet era joke.
Long durational jokes.
End our session in the green space today. Please thank the artist, Marina Abramović. Her new memoir is called Walk Through Walls. You may. And please thank all our other guests today, our Bridgegate reporters and Joyanne Reed from MSNBC and Mayor de Blasio. And thanks to all of you for coming today and being such a great audience. One more reminder for everybody listening. We're going to do one more, even more politics-oriented Green Space show before Election Day, and that will be next Friday morning, live Brian Lehrer show at 10 o'clock when Bill Moyers will be our guest for the entire 2 hours. We'll have other guests building around Bill that we haven't completely nailed down yet, but I can tell you Bill Moyers for the full 2 hours next Friday morning here in the Green Space, and you can get tickets at wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Meanwhile, have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.